Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hey, this is Pastor Shane. Renewal beside still waters. We're in Psalm chapter 23 in verses 2 and 3 today. It says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. You know, few passages, my friends, in the scripture really resonate as deeply here as Psalm chapter 23. And in just a few verses, David crafts a vivid picture of God as a compassionate shepherd, really one who cares for his sheep. And he's using an unparalleled attention and wisdom here. And so these verses are not merely poetic. They really offer, I think, practical guidance for weary hearts. And within these verses, we discover the essential rhythm of renewal that every believer craves. Things like rest and refreshment and even restoration. And we all need that, right? And so I want you to notice the deliberate initiative present in these words. Notice here what it says. It says, He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me. He restoreth my soul. And so the shepherd here is not merely suggest rest. He lovingly compels his sheep to lie down. And I don't know if you know anything about sheep or not, but sheep by nature may not recognize when it's time to rest. To be honest, if you study sheep out, they graze until fatigued. They wander until lost. They become panicked in the midst of all the noise. But think about this. Similarly, the Lord sometimes must guide you and I, us, to lie down. In other words, to slow our pace, to still our minds, and to quiet our restless spirits. And the reason that needs to happen is so that He can renew us. You know, the phrase, still waters, that translates to waters of rest. In ancient times, fast-moving streams could intimidate sheep, while still waters invited them to drink without fear. And so God understands the condition of our hearts, that our hearts require to find true peace. And so He gives us not into chaos, but into tranquility. He does not drive us forward with fear. Instead, He gently draws us closer through His love. You know, when David states, He restoreth my soul, that term restore there, if you go and look it up and research it, conveys the notion of revitalizing. In other words, bringing back to life that which has become weary or even faint. And so many of us in our lives can relate to experiencing a fatigued soul. We might rest our bodies, but yet still awake and feeling drained if our hearts are heavy and our minds are unsettled. And so the shepherd specializes in soul restoration, breathing peace into our panic and hope also into our heaviness and also grace into our guilt. And so that's a wonderful thing that we know that we can rely on the Lord for. And so God's restoration is purposeful. It's never aimless. And listen, once He renews us, He redirects our paths. It says here, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I don't know about you, but I love that. So it's saying here, the shepherd restores us, not just for our comfort, but so that you and I, that we might walk rightly and reflect His glory in a world, by the way, that desperately needs it. You know, as we think about renewal, renewal is not simply about feeling better. It's about gaining strength to follow Him more. And not only follow Him more, but closely. And so, if you find yourself, my friends, traversing a dry, challenging terrain, I want you to know today the Lord's message for you is clear. Here's what the Lord says. He says, come and rest beside my still waters. In other words, allow Him to calm your fears and rejuvenate your faith. Because friend, I'll tell you, His presence serves as your pasture. His Word is your nourishment. And His Spirit is your refreshment. Listen, when you yield to His guidance, you will discover that what was once drained, whatever that was that drained you, now nurtures you. And what once instilled fear now invigorates your faith. Let me pray for you today, my friends. Good Shepherd, thank you for guiding me beside the still waters of your presence. Lord, restore my weary soul and renew my spirit where it has been wounded. Lord, help me to walk in your paths of your righteousness and to find peace in following you and you alone in each day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Friend, thank you again for joining for these Daily Nuggets. I hope you've enjoyed this series this week. I look forward to seeing you again. Maybe you'll tune in to my podcast or tune in to this channel on Sundays at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. My sermon message will be on here. Or tune back in next Monday for the Daily Nugget series for next week. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We'll see you again, Lord willing, next time.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.